Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, one of the greatest errors of our times is the denial of truth itself. The notion that truth can be different for different cultures or different in various times and places. The modern temptation is to have respect for all points of view, no matter how wrong they may be, at the expense of finding and pursuing genuine truth. Indeed, today, more often, we are seeing the craziest point of view demanding the suppression of the more logical. Our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't make such mistake. He told us that not all opinions were equally good. There are, and there always will be, false prophets and teachers whose intention is to subvert God's people, to devour them, as it were, as ravenous wolves. Jesus tells us that there is such a thing as falsehood, that we must have our eyes and ears open to identify it, and that we must do our best to avoid it. Our Lord Jesus Christ goes farther. He proposes a standard by which we may know the false prophet, by which we may recognize them, how we may distinguish them from those whose teaching is true and profitable. By their fruit you will know them. He compares them to the trees, indicating that good trees will come forth from good fruit will come forth from good trees, those who preach the truth, while only bad things will come from those who propose error, who teach error. Saint Paul, the indefatigable apostle, presents the same idea as our Lord in today's Gospel, but on a very personal basis. He asks us to look at the fruit of our own lives. Are we yielding fruit unto sanctification and life everlasting, or are we yielding fruit of which we should be ashamed? St. Paul reminds us of something that seems to have gone out of style in our world, the idea of shame. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, shame is a passion of the human soul. Shame, he says, is a recoil from what is disgraceful or a shrinking back from what is base. It is that passion we feel when we do something that we know is wrong, and particularly the passion we feel when we get caught doing something that we know to be wrong, and even more particularly when we get caught doing something wrong by those who know us and with whom we must deal on a regular basis. This is shame. A sense of shame is not bad. A sense of shame actually keeps us from doing something wrong. The potential embarrassment of getting caught and to be in dishonor is sometimes the best and the last barrier that keeps temptation from becoming a sinful act. The sense of shame is able to turn bad people into good ones, amending their lives. Well, you might say, but the question still remains. How to recognize the fruits called good by our Lord? Saint Paul, in his epistle to the Galatians, reveals precisely the fruits of the Spirit of God, and he gives a list of them: charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, purity. We notice that these fruits are not material achievements. They are supernatural fruits, and they come only to those upon whom the Spirit of the Lord shall rest. In less words, to give good fruits is being Christ-like. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.